The Aliyah talks about the din of Yovel is continuing in the parsha, and how the for all practical purposes for the 2 years of first of the Shemitah and then of the Yovel, so the land has to remain fallow. And then the Torah says, after speaking about the difficulties that this could arise, that obvious financial difficulties, don't think of the following solution. Ba'aretz lo timacher litzmitut, kili ha'aretz, kirgerim v'toshavim atem imadi. The land should not be sold absolutely, for the land is mine, and you are merely sojourners on that land with me. This particular phrase of Haaretz lo timacher litzmitut, the land should not be sold absolutely, l'chalutin, to use the term that Chazal used. There are different explanations. Take a look at Rashi, take a look at the Ramban. It's not so clear what the context is. However, the Yerushalmi gives the following explanation. The Yerushalmi says, brings this pasuk up in a different, slightly different context. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ein kinyan legoy be'eretz Yisrael lahafkiyo miyad ma'aser. So Rabbi Meir, this is a Gemara that we refer to. This is the Yerushalmi version. The Gemara in Bavli is in Gittin, but we refer to it when we were learning Mitzvot HaTliot Ba'aretz last week. So the Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that if a goy purchases land in Eretz Yisrael, it does not remove the kedusha with regard to Ma'aser. Rav Yehuda v'Rabbi Shimon Omer Yesh Kinyan L'Goy Be'Eretz Yisrael L'Fotro Min HaMa'aser. Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon disagree, and they say that if a goy purchases land in Eretz Yisrael, so it removes the kedusha, at least to the extent that there is a p'tur min HaMa'aser. Amar Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yossi, Kumi Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Yossi, said to Rabbi Yossi, "Vaday haikra misayil Rabbi Meir." There's a pasuk in this machloket that decides the machloket. What's the pasuk? "V'ha'aretz lo timacher litzmitut ki li ha'aretz." The land will not be sold absolutely, for the land is mine. Meaning that you can't sell the land. You just sold it to the non-Jew. So that sale is by its definition invalid, because the Torah tells us, it's my land, God says. It can't be your land to give away to someone else. Amar le, kol grama amar. That pasuk does not deflect the idea of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon that you can sell it to a goy. Quite the contrary. Dehu misaya le Rabbi Shimon. This pasuk actually comes to support Rabbi Shimon's permission. Lo timacher. The Torah says you should not sell it. Ha'im nimkira chalutahi. But if you did, it is sold. The Torah here isn't saying that the sale cannot be valid, merely that the Torah is telling us you should not try to sell it to the goy, because ki li ha'aretz. Now this is what, in terms of the context, this is a way, here we have a bit of a, perhaps an irony, because this is in effect the heter mechira. Selling the land to avoid the Shemitah problem. Let's avoid the Yovel problem that the context is. So the Torah is saying, according to this at least, lo timacher litzmitut. Don't try to sell it to a non-Jew. That's asur, because you'll be able to avoid Shemitah. You'll be able to avoid Yovel. That's true. But you will have missed the point. It's Kili Haaretz. It's my land. And Atem Gerim B'Toshavim Atem Imadi. You are just the Gerim. You're just the sojourners on the land. When I looked at this Pasuk, or I looked at this Yerushalmi, so it struck me. You know, what is the power and the responsibility that we have? Now, here you have an absolute statement. Kili ha'aretz. I'm not talking about the lo timacher. That's exactly the machloket between the two opinions. Is it an absolute statement that you cannot sell it, the sale is void, or is it a conditional statement that this is forbidden, but if you did it, the sale would work? But kili ha'aretz, v'gerim v'toshavim atem imadi, that's an absolute statement. That's mine. And according to this idea, and by the way, we paskin that, like Rabbi Shimon, we paskin that you can sell, that the goy is mafkia. So according to that position, so then a person, any Jew, any landowner, can flaunt everything, this basic core value, kili ha'aretz. God says, my land, it's my land, and then, you know, some farmer decides, okay, it's God's land, but I'm going to sell it anyway. And the Kedushah, he wins, he beats God. It's an incredible concept. Now, you and I are able to just overturn things in a moment. Our actions are so critical. We either fulfill the dictum of God, or we can wipe it right off in one stroke of a pen. Just selling the land, and Kili Haaretz becomes a moot point. What kind of responsibility is that? To think about what our actions can do. And I can guarantee you that most people, when, you know, most farmers, when they're doing it, they don't think twice about it. That's the decision that they made. They don't realize the import of that action. They're just making a sale. It's a real estate deal, rather. This is Kili Haaretz? And the answer is yes. Your decision, and this is just an example of that kind of decision, can make a huge, huge difference. L'tov, and God forbid, l'ra. On a personal level, you know, today, as you might have noticed, I said Kaddish today. So today is my grandfather's, Zichrono Levecha's, 42nd Yortzeh. Seven years ago, this week, May 1941, the Nazis marched into Yugoslavia, where my father was born. And my grandfather at the time was a pretty well-established attorney in Zagreb, which is now the capital of Croatia. And pretty quickly, you know, he lost the first people that they went to at were the professionals, and property was confiscated. Really, by dint, people of the family were taken to camps and didn't return. Really, by dint of his initiative, so he was able to get the family out within, the long story, I won't get into it right now, within a year and a half, they were in America. But through a very circuitous and torturous route. That's an important part of the story. But for me, the reason why I'm mentioning this now is not only because that really, you know, that kind of initiative is, and it was, you know, at the time about a decade younger than I am, when I think about what he was able to accomplish, right? So I sort of shudder in awe. But he also, while this was going on, wrote a report, which when he came to America was published by the World Jewish Congress, about the conditions. Basically, he turned it into an objective report. But when you know the story, you see that he's basically telling their story of every stop along the way and recommendations for what could be done to save the refugees. And he was able, I found last year, doing a little genealogical work, we found the file in the World Jewish Congress. And there is a letter. After the report, a letter where where a meeting had been set up for him with some people in the State Department to deal with his recommendations. And then the trail stops. We know that no meeting ever took place. Those recommendations were cut off. I don't know how many, and basically it was cut off by, you know, probably some secondary clerk in the State Department decided that this Yugoslavian lawyer wasn't worth meeting. Don't know necessarily. Maybe there was something more nefarious about it. Maybe not. But all those recommendations became a folder in the archives of the World Jewish Congress. And I thought about it when I was thinking about this Yerushalmi. You're capable of doing all sorts of things. You can really, you know, as I said, all the odds were against him in terms of getting the family out. And at the same time, that clerk, if that's who it was, is just as responsible for taking the initiative and snuffing it out. Every day, we don't know what our actions can do. Right? Simple people, regular people. Are we going to act in a way where we are going to support and we're going to underscore the values? Are we going to be people who turn Kili Haaretz into something which is not just half a pasuk, but something that really is something which lights our path? Or are we going to sell out to the God? And then it's V'haaretz timacher l'tzvitut. It's always up to us. Have a wonderful day.